My story today is about a Japanese thief, a boy that got converted. He tells the story himself. He's in jail when he tells the story, and he's telling it to the chaplain in the jail. His name is Mackey. Now this day, this minister went in to see the prisoners, and Mackey was there, and Mackey always carried a little New Testament with him. The minister said, "Tell me, how did you happen to have that book?" And this is the story that he told. Mackey said he was a burglar, and one day he and his companions went to rob a missionary school. And as they were entering in the building, they thought they heard somebody talking upstairs. And voices. "What's that?" he whispered to his companions. "It is somebody praying," replied the friend, laughing. "They are afraid and they're asking God to protect them." Soon they saw the girls on their knees praying. Mackey grabbed one of the young girl's coat, but she looked up calmly and said, "Please don't take my coat. My mother made it for me. Please take this book instead and read it." And she handed him the New Testament. The robbers, they just threw the book aside and they thought they were going to be caught, so they tore out of the place and they left very quickly. For 3 days, Mackey stayed low. At last, he ventured out to see where his partners were, and he was surprised by a policeman waiting to catch him and arresting him and put him in jail. The next day, they appeared before the police chief in the court. And the police chief said, "Do you recognize this?" showing him the little book that he'd thrown aside the night before. "The girls heard of your arrest, and they brought the book back to offer it to you again. You're guilty, and you'll have to go to prison. But this little book will tell you how to be a Christian." Mackey accepted the book this time and thanked the girl, and here he was in prison, and he had the little book. When the minister heard the story, he went on to tell Mackey that that little book told him of a Savior's love for sinners, even bad sinners, criminals, and how that one day he would have to stand before God and be judged if he never trusted that Savior. Well, to be sure, Mackey trusted that Savior, and right then in the prison, he was wonderfully saved. What about you? Have you trusted him? Maybe you're not a criminal, but you still need to trust him. Trust him and be saved before it's too late.